y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro las dos alas. Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro las dos alas.
Greetings, Radio Havana, Cuba listeners. This year marks 75 years from the beginning of what was referred to as the October Crisis, the Missile Crisis, and or the Caribbean Crisis. You will recall that Cuba became the second revolutionary triumph after the Great Revolution of October 1970. Soviet Prime Minister Nikita Khrushchev was receiving a great deal of information from various sources about the situation that surrounding Cuba, and was convinced that after the U.S. defeat at Playa Girón, known in English as the Bay of Pigs, it would organize a new invasion in order to claim victory this time. As of April 1962, the United States had Jupiter rockets with nuclear payloads stationed in Turkey, which meant that they could reach targets in Soviet territory within 10 minutes. It would take 25 minutes for Soviet rockets to reach the United States. This situation led Soviet Prime Minister Khrushchev to approach the Cuban leaders about the possibility of stationing Soviet missiles in Cuba. The plan was approved over the opposition of Soviet Vice Prime Minister Anastas Mikoyan, who believed that this would lead to an escalation of the tensions with the United States, that the rockets would be discovered before they were ready, and that the North Americans would by no means allow them to be installed so close to its territory. He could not predict the response of the Cubans to such a proposal. While the Soviets continued with their plans, U.S. Senator George Smathers urged President Kennedy to intensify his already aggressive stand towards Cuba in order to show that the United States would not allow a communist country in his hemisphere. The next day, the U.S. began a training operation in the region denominated Operation Whiplash, in which tens of thousands of soldiers participated with various kinds of weapons and concluded preparations for another military exercise in the Caribbean, denominated Jupiter Springs, involving attacks by parachute. The months leading up to October 1962 were tense, with daily aggressions against Cuba. On May the 29th, the day that the Soviet delegation arrived to negotiate the installation of the rockets, the paper, Today's News, was reporting on harassment by U.S. warplanes that carried out over 150 flights over merchant ships heading for Cuba, while 20 Navy ships subjected the Soviet crew of some of them to interrogation or attempted to intimidate them. As of August the 20th, U.S. President Kennedy had been advised by his aides that they saw no possibility of overthrowing the Cuban government without the direct military intervention of the United States. They recommended a more aggressive program along the lines of the invasion at the Bay of Pigs. At that point, the CIA began to outline a program of sabotage and other actions against economic and social targets in Cuba. They began to train Cuban mercenaries in Central America at the same time they were calling up thousands of Reservists, and the Strategic Air Command established a working group to prepare a contingency plan for an eventual attack on Cuba. On October the 1st, even before the missile crisis began, Robert McNamara ordered Admiral Robert Dennison, Commander-in-Chief of the Atlantic Command, to take necessary measures to establish a military blockade of Cuba.
Puerto Rico, a la que cayó al mar, que no pudo volar, yo te invito a mi vuelo y buscamos juntos el mismo cielo.
This was Rosa Meneses Albizu Campos who spoke to you, because Cuba and Puerto Rico are the two wings of the same bird.
Cuba y Puerto Rico son un pájaro, las dos alas. Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro, las dos alas.